This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, along with the biggest names, greatest guests, and listener interaction on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, and always live on the free Odyssey app, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.
And welcome in, everybody. You have Inside the Clubhouse.
Zanunga, in he goes for the touchdown. They can't stop him.
That one, 9 of the last 10.
It almost, it's a rout for them. I mean, they win every game at the end, point, 2 points, 3 points. This one by 9. The 3% of the crowd that remains, let's... The Eagles know how they feel about things. Philadelphia's now 8-4, dropping 2 in a row. And the Chicago Bears, who started 0-2, are 9-3 and have cemented a winning season. Last year, they were 5-12.
And yes, if you're wondering, you still have Inside the Clubhouse with a special, whatever you want to call it, for... The biggest story in town right now, my friend. Bruce Levine, Mike Esposito in for David today.
Absolutely. We start with the Bears.
Today, that's the hot news, and certainly give you the opportunity to listen to a little of that, as we'll segue after our Bears segment to start the show into baseball, talking to James Fegan, who covers the White Sox, Pat Hughes at the top in the 10 o'clock hour, talking Chicago Cubs, and your calls always here at 312-644-6767. Welcome in, Mike. It's great to have you here as you step in and sit in for David this week. And the Chicago Bears are now not only the talk of Chicago, but the talk of the nation after the national game domination over the Philadelphia Eagles.
I was pleasantly surprised by what happened yesterday. I think a lot of Bears fans have been. You heard Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit on Prime Video, courtesy for that sound that we played coming in. I think this is the one, Bruce, that people finally will be like, all right, you know what? They had a lot of wins that were tight or last minute, or hey, you blocked a field goal, or hey, you kicked a field goal to win the game. This one was a no-doubter at Philly, and crowds leaving halfway through the fourth quarter. I mean, that is not one that I know I had on my bingo card.
You know, it's still a work in progress, but it's a work in progress that's 9-3 with the best record going right now. Obviously, Los Angeles will have something to say about that. But I think the attention, Mike, now on the Bears and the reality that it's not just a local story, it's a national story, and that everybody gets to watch the Bears play and the ascension of football under Ben Johnson as the head coach.
And I think you hit the main name right there, the guy who has really brought it all together. Full credit to the players, but there's no doubt the impact that Ben Johnson in his first year as head coach has had, not just on the offense, but on the entire team, their attitude, the way they play, and really what they expect of themselves.
You know, and just the way that he includes himself as the ultimate, you know, 54th guy out there, right? I mean, the idea that after the game, he enjoys it as much as they do. Chicagoans are going to enjoy it just as much by getting free hot dog at the Wiener Circle on Tuesday, with Ben having taken his shirt off in the post-game celebration. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of inclusion, and you see the response. I think the one stat that stood out to me the most, actually two yesterday, Mike, were only four penalties for 25 yards, and more importantly, total domination of the clock, where they doubled up the Philadelphia almost 40 minutes of control of the clock.
Bruce, this game was, I hate to say it, it was a laugher against the defending Super Bowl champions, and to talk about that, we head on out to the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. There we find our friend Mark Potash to talk Bears and Eagles. Potsy, good morning.
Morning, Mike. Bruce, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. First of all, you know, loving your work in the Sun-Times, as always. Only like 800 years there at the Sun-Times now. And the idea, Mark, that we have a Bears team that goes back to olden days. Maybe not quite the defense that the Super Bowl team had back in 1985, but more importantly, a run-dominated team, a team that can just hold on to the ball, lack turnovers, and play football like Chicago Bear football has always been. Your take on Ben Johnson football right now?
Well, I think it makes all the difference when you compare this team to all those other teams back to the Ditka era. You know, when you look at the Bears offensive teams they've had and their playoff teams, they haven't had one quite like this. I think the sustainability here is probably the biggest key. You know, I wrote about this for my website yesterday. I just think it's true that, you know, the allure of Ben Johnson was that, you know, that he's a touchdown producing offensive guy. You know, he's inventive, he's trick plays, he's a good play caller. But yesterday, and it's true that the whole offense is rooted in the running game. And when you have that, when that's your kind of calling card, that gives you something that you can sustain, because they rushed for 281 yards against a Vic Fangio defense. I mean, that's not the Giants. You know, I mean, that's the most yards Vic Fangio Fangio defense has allowed in 20 years, and that goes back to 2005 when he was with the Texans when they were in their fourth year and the worst defense in the league. This was the best rushing attack against the Vic Fangio defense ever. I mean, that says something. We in Chicago know that, because that defense was what brought their most recent, you know, glory in 2018. So, yeah, I think the Ben Johnson offense is just what makes everything so much different from all the failures of the post-Ditka era. So I think yesterday was a monumental victory in that regard.
Potsy, I had the exact same thought as I was watching the game yesterday, as they were just running the ball down Philly's throats, is that, you know, the Lions with those two backs, really that set the table for everything they did under Johnson. And we're kind of seeing that being transferred down to Chicago now, and they talked about it on the TV broadcast as well. You had your inside runs with the backs, you had your jet sweeps with the receivers, keeping everyone honest, and you played actioned off of that. But it really was a thing of beauty yesterday with, as Bruce mentioned off the top, 40 minutes time of possession is pretty incredible.
Yeah, they, you know, they're not just matching the kind of the Ben Johnson template, but, you know, we've talked a lot about templates over the last 10 years, trying to match you know, all these other teams that have had success, the Chiefs, the Rams, all the teams, they have the 49ers template, the one with Kyle Shanahan and the one with Jim Harbaugh, which were really good, kind of really good offenses that were tough to defend, but all rooted in the running game. And so they've got that going. So, again, I'm repeating myself, but I just think that's the key to everything, is that they have, you know, they have three things going in their favor that I think differentiate them from, you know, other up and from most up and coming teams or other Bears teams that have been good going back to Lovie Smith era. They have a quarterback who has a very high floor. His bad games are winnable, are good. They are 8-0 when he completes less than 60% of his passes. That puts them in a realm with other teams that have been in the Super Bowl in recent years. They have the quarterback. They have an offensive line that has some stability and continuity. The weakest link or the one injury they've had is at their least good position. So I mean, it's not a big loss that Braxton Jones and Theo Benedict are not in there. They might be better. So they have the quarterback, the offensive line, and they have their head coach. I mean, he's just good. This is going to be a huge week for him against, you know, a team, you know, that he has to beat. But he sure makes a big difference, you know, right guy at the right time.
4 minutes. We're going to talk a little bit more football for a little while here until we get back to baseball at the bottom of the hour. Mark, when you look at the athleticism, you know, you look at Williams, and as you said, in the nicest of ways, they're making the offense dummy-proof for him. Meaning, you know, in throwing only 34 passes in an NFL game is, you know, that's below average now. So when you see that, but when you see the athleticism of being able to throw a pass like he did for the last touchdown, that athleticism does not exist in too many football players, quarterbacks in the NFL these days. So the for me, protecting him against himself while he continues to grow is the key for the Bears. And you see a lot of possibilities there for Williams, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the key is even with the one interception he threw, that accepted, he gives you those great plays, but really he's almost like Aaron Rodgers in his ability to avoid interceptions. He didn't yesterday. He had the one issue. But, boy, he gets a lot of deflected passes that fly in the air and just run are incomplete. He's got a certain knack for avoiding interceptions and avoiding the bad plays that, you know, Jay Cutler, you know, God bless him, just, you know, could make those great plays but also had inevitably those bad plays. And that's the difference, that Caleb Williams does not have that. And, again, you know, I hate to be this optimistic about a Bears quarterback because we're so scarred by the past, but he should only get better in the hands of Ben Johnson. So right now it's all good, regardless of what happens at Lambeau Field next Sunday.
Arrow's definitely pointing up. Mark Potash is our guest. You find him at his website, markpotash.net. You've seen him for years in the Sun Times. And Potsy, the other thing that I'm noticing as we go into the season deeper and deeper, that not only is it, you know, the top of the draft, but clearly all through the draft of this past year, you're getting production. Kyle Manungai is an easy example. After yesterday, your leading rusher, and if you had 22 for a $130 and a tutty on your seventh round running back prior to this game, then you're probably a genius of some kind. But they're really getting a lot of production from their rookies. Burden had a nice game yesterday too.
Yeah, and I think this is a good example of, I think, kind of a theme of this year, and that's Ben Johnson, you know, really not only making Caleb Williams a better quarterback, but making Ryan Poles a better GM. And not to denigrate Poles, but his record hasn't been that great until he hired Ben Johnson. And that's a great example to me because they drafted offensively, certainly, for this offense. And the one guy who has been the best fit so far of all those offensive guys, which include, you know, Loveland, Tripillo, and Burden, is Manungai, who is like, he's just a perfect running back. He's not doing this in a Shane Waldron offense. No offense to Shane Waldron or Luke Getsy, but he's just not doing that. He's just not contributing that much, producing that much in those offenses. In this one, he is, because he's just a perfect fit for. He's the epitome of what this offense is all about right now, though, especially in that game yesterday. You know, a lot of big holes. A guy who knew what to do. It drives the pile. He scores those short touchdowns that you think, you know, other. It's like pulling teeth for a lot of former Bears back. He just kind of walks in, and those are huge differences. So yeah, the draft. The draft, I think it hasn't been quite as productive as maybe some people might have thought, especially at the beginning of the draft. But boy, the seventh round pick is working out, and there's a lot of room for growth with the other players they drafted.
Mark, the one common denominator, if you want to project this team toward a possible Super Bowl, which we hadn't heard much of talk about until probably yesterday, and you'll continue to hear it now depending on how those Green Bay games work out over the next 3 weeks, is the two running back offense that you saw in the Super Bowl when the Bears were there the first time and that you saw with the Bears the second time. So dominant running games, huge parts of both of those teams, this team as well. But the most impressive thing to me yesterday that I watched was the precision of the offensive line, the lack of penalties, and the misdirection plays that had, as you mentioned, Fangio's defense scratching their head from the beginning. Just the precision of those misdirection games were something really fascinating to watch.
And I think it's a big difference from previous years. And not only did they upgrade the interior of their offensive line, but a lot of it is good fortune. I mean, they've had continuity that they were missing the last 3 years. They haven't had this kind of continuity since like 2018 and beyond, even to 2013, which was the last time all five offensive line starters started every game. And I think that continuity is paying off. You've seen it all started after the bye, is when they kind of got that lineup set. And since then, they've been they're overall the leading rushing team in the NFL. But it all started after the bye when they got their line set. And you can see the, I think you see the big difference now is this line now can handle a rookie left tackle, whereas at the beginning, Ozzie Cipollone not only couldn't win the starting job, he couldn't even win a backup job. But now the line is to the point where, you know, with obviously some pretty good work, I guess, on Cipollone's part in the interim, now they can handle him, and now he can play in that now on that offensive line. He's better, they're better. So I think the key on the offensive line is not just, you know, they have, you know, Joe Tooney's really good, and Drew Dahlman's really good, and Jonah Jackson's really good. They're better than what they had. But also, I think the bigger thing is just the fact that they've all been able to play, for the most part, been able to play together. Continuity is king at the offensive line. It makes a big difference on almost any team. And it's one of the reasons you see that kind of precision and what they're doing now, because it's been pretty impressive.
Last minute or two with Mark Potash. Again, markpotash.net. You could find him there. Also, on occasion in the Sun-Times. Potsy, I'm sure you watched the Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving, as we all did. And I personally thought the Lions were going to win that game, but you really notice that they're a different team. And not to give it all the credit to Ben, but you notice that they're really a different offensive team without Ben Johnson calling those plays. The other thing that stood out to me was the Packers defense really setting the tone in that one.
Yeah, I like the Packers in that game. I think, but even both teams are, you know, they're flawed too. You know, both teams are missing their tight end, and they're not, the offenses aren't as good. And when Jordan Love is good, he looks great. But you know, when he's not good, if he's not good and Caleb Williams isn't good, I like the Bears' chances, because I think the Bears have the better bad quarterback in that situation. And so I think that game is kind of an indication of just where the NFC North is, very vulnerable and very winnable. Because like you said, yeah, the Lions' offense on occasion, including against the Bears, has been as good as they were with when they had Ben Johnson and Sam Laporta. But now they don't have either, and that's causing some issues for the Lions that I'm not sure that eventually might cost them, might keep them from the playoffs.
Mark, you've covered football in this town for 30 years. Can you tell me positively or not whether momentum exists at this professional level in the NFL, and that if it does that impact what the Bears do going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I believe that there's definitely a momentum. I mean, they're a good team and they're getting better. The game is so mental that momentum and just believing. Hey, a lot of bad teams believed in themselves until they were bad. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these other teams had culture and belief and all that stuff, but I'm a firm believer that kind of stuff comes from winning. So I just think the Bears have a good thing going. They have a lot of positives, more positives than they've had in some of these past one-off seasons, like in 2018 and even going back to the Lovey era. So I just think they have a good thing going. I guess you can call that momentum or whatever. I think, frankly, it's a better quarterback, better players, and a better coach. That's why they're good.
I agree with that, Potsy. And 9 wins in their last 10 chances, certainly after the 0-2 start, has been a ton of fun. And I know you and I and Bruce and all of our listeners are enjoying it. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for jumping on with us to talk Bears.
Always good to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Potash. You can find him at markpotash.net. You see him in the Sun-Times. He worked for years, as Bruce just mentioned, decades covering the Chicago Bears, does a great job. And quite an impressive one yesterday, Bruce. And the Bears seemingly, and I don't want to jinx them, but they are as hot as can be right now.
It's a great story. And, you know, the Chicago story of the Bulls having started off hot, they've leveled off. The Hawks, you know, playing decent hockey here and there, and certainly off the Cubs, going to the playoffs. You know, Chicago sports fans have something to be proud of again. So I think that's the great underlying story of the Bears' record and better sports in this town.
Absolutely. And if you're here for Inside the Clubhouse, it is Inside the Clubhouse. We wanted to give you a Bears segment after the game yesterday, the huge win. We'll have tons more Bears as the weekend goes on and as we get back to our weekday program with Mully and Haw on Monday morning. We're going to switch to baseball going forward. We have Pat Hughes at the top of the 10 o'clock hour, James Fegan talking Sox coming up in our next segment. And I want to remind you, this Giving Tuesday, join us in supporting the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Together we rise. It's Chicago Against Hunger. Donate now to the Greater Chicago Food Depository at chicagosfoodbank.org or text GIVE to 91471.
Back into Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox, your calls 312-644-6767. This is Inside the Clubhouse on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse.
He got the cutter in, and he deposits it into left field. Luis Robert Jr., cue the fireworks here on Saturday night. A solo home run, his 14th of the season, and the Sox add another, make it 7-3 here in the eighth.
It is Inside the Clubhouse here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, highlight courtesy CHSN, alongside Bruce Levine, Mike Esposito in for David. Today we are broadcasting live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. And to talk a little White Sox, let's head on out to the Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com.
And, Mike, we are pleased to welcome in one of the best writers in Chicago, writing baseball on the White Sox almost every day during the season, James Fegan from the Sox Machine and Fangraphs joins us. And, James, I guess on a cold winter day with the snow coming down, it's only great to think about spring training and the Chicago White Sox going into 2026. But listening to Chris Getz, as you have with me and the other reporters, after the season and in at the GM meetings in Las Vegas, what are your takeaways from what the White Sox will be able to do moving forward? Is it more young players being able to build, or do you feel that free agency will be a part of their rebuild this year?
It'll be a part of it. I think it'll be similar to what it was last year, where it's kind of rounding out the roster with useful people who can serve in roles. I don't think he's been trying to prepare everyone for the idea like free agency is not what's going to, transform the identity of this team, or you're not going to get a player who's going to be like the engine for this team, like taking a step forward next year. I think a slate of, 1 year deals around where they kind of have big holes, certainly the outfield. He's talked about wanting a left-handed corner infielder, and, they need an innings and need starter to kind of replace what Martin Perez's role was last season. It's things like that rather than, you're going to see them make a big move and, talk about their, taking division this type of season. I don't think it's going to be that type of winner.
James, we heard a Luis Robert home run coming into the segment. He's obviously, until something is done on his roster spot, whether he's moved, traded, whatever, he's going to be a huge topic of conversation. Chris Getz, I know, has said all the right things, but what do you think ends up happening? Do they deal Robert this offseason? Do they hold him through midseason and see what happens? What do you think?
I think if I had to pick a lane, I would say hold him until midseason. Certainly like when the deadline was coming around last year, polling like other teams, their stance was, we feel like the White Sox are being kind of unreasonable. We think they're valuing this guy for what his potential could be, or off the ceiling of 2023. And, if you bring those claims back to the White Sox and say like, well, we'd rather, hold on to him, rather than sell him low. Like, this is somebody who's you know, until we see a more prolonged run from Colson Montgomery, this is, you know, kind of the face of the franchise a little bit. Certainly like the most recognizable and marketable player. I think they would rather hold until, I mean, obviously they've kind of put their money where their mouth is at this point, hold him and get something that really creates impact as far as the return than just say, well, we've gone this far. It doesn't seem like it's turning around. Let's just cash out for what we got, even if it's just kind of a 40 grade prospect or, you know, just kind of the best what the market will offer, but not really an impact addition that's going to move this team forward. So I don't think there can be that big of a condition switch this offseason where I think it's more likely to happen than not. At the same time, if the deal comes along, like tomorrow, they do it because that's kind of the spot they're in as a team. So you can't say like, oh, for sure, bring your Luis Robert jersey to opening day because that's kind of still where their standpoint is. I just think it's less likely than more likely.
And with 1 year left on his contract, isn't this a bit obsessive for Getz in his first go around as a GM to be holding on and expecting back a high return for a player that hasn't really warranted it for at least a couple of years now? The hit tool has just not reappeared for some reason or another after, you know, a breakout season 2 years ago. So for White Sox fans, for the franchise, do you feel it's better off that they move on from Luis Robert and, you know, the obsession with, well, he was a great player. We want to get two or three players back for him because we think he might be again.
I think if, like, in terms of, like, what, like, if we break down their likelihood of what sort of value they're going to get, certainly just kind of selling at some point, whether it's now or even, you know, this past offseason, maybe that would have gotten them as much or better than they would have gotten in the past. Certainly, you could look back and be like, man, why didn't they sell him post 2023, knowing where the team was about to turn after that? But I think the potential reward, the impact of selling now is what they view as marginal enough that as far as putting a guy that you can at least have a puncher's chance of him increasing his value that fans recognize that is kind of, a talent level where there's, you know, a bit more entertainment level on the diamond on the night. I think these are supplemental things. They're not like what his top priorities would be, but they're, given that the return is right now wouldn't be something major, I think it's not nothing to consider like, hey, let's entertain the fans a little bit during this very difficult process to watch this team. If the alternative of what we're shooting for isn't really some great shakes to be chasing anyway.
Yeah, we always forget he's hurt every 5 minutes. So that's a part of the equation as well.
That is. That's literally could open up some playing time for Everson Perea when that happens this year.
Talking White Sox with James Fegan for another few minutes here and Inside the Clubhouse on The Score. And you talk about the face of the franchise and fans waiting for excitement. I think they got that jolt at least, I know a lot of us have been waiting for it when Colson Montgomery was called up on the 4th of July and all he did was hit 20-plus home runs. And there are lots of people excited about him, and I would like to think that he will continue to make progress heading into 26, but he certainly has to be your leading candidate for future face of the franchise, right?
Sure, he could be. He certainly got the potential to be. He's not, like, the most stable prospect, like, in terms of, like, hit tool flaws. I think he's kind of got a little bit that with Robert where it could – you know, he could wax and wane and it's threatening like a 30% strikeout rate. I think he's going to always, because he has so much power, because he's pretty athletic, being a shortstop, he can make kind of these longer rangy plays. He has a big arm. He's going to be one of the more entertaining players of their current core throughout. Whether or not like he's going to give you more war than like Kyle Teal being a good hitting catcher, I don't know. Whether he's going to be better than Brandon Montgomery or Noah Schultz, I think that could look pretty even, but I think with him being personable, with him being, you know, playing a very visible position, and like when Colson Montgomery's going well, it's not like a type of value you have to explain to a fan, like, hey, he's playing good defense and he gets on base a lot, sort of thing. It's, hey, did you see that 470-foot home run? That guy's pretty cool. So even if he's not the franchise player, having a entertaining player who you really kind of like – enjoy watching, and his best work is like something you watch on highlights again and again. I think that does a lot. So I think he has a good chance. Any, I don't think he's him number one with a bullet, but I think it's important to have guys who are fun. Like, this is entertainment. This is something for the fans, and Colson Montgomery plays his best work is extremely watchable. It's very compelling.
That's the voice of James Fegan from Sox Machine and Fangraphs. He's on Inside the Clubhouse, Mike and Bruce, until 10:30 today on The Score. James, when you look at Will Venable coming in last year, where none of us really knew him, I knew him a little bit from his coaching time with the Cubs. We knew he was a smart young guy who was going to be probably the right manager for this team. What did you learn about him? What do you think he learned about managing in the big leagues that he can take forward for with him in 2026?
I think he is, I mean, this is maybe boring to say, but and certainly a cliche you hear a lot, but I try to really mean it with him, is that he's a straight shooter. Like, doing post games with him, it wasn't like an interrogation to try to figure out what he felt about like the one bad play that night or the thing the team that screwed up. He addresses everything matter-of-factly in a way that almost, you know, diffuses a little bit, you know, the post game interview. It's not a, he defends his team. He doesn't rag on his guys, but he's going to say what's wrong with, you know, the performance or what's lacking. And I think for a White Sox team that, you know, certainly the franchise the last 10 years spent a lot of time hoping or pretending or expecting to be better than they are, I think talking kind of straight about what they're facing, both inside the clubhouse and publicly to us, I think that was very refreshing and also gave me a bit more confidence that this was not somebody walking into something they didn't realize or didn't realize how challenging it would be. Like, the degree to which he was a straight shooter with us, it was really disarming and something from understanding him. I obviously only covered him 1 year, but this was somebody who wasn't super comfortable dealing with the media before, or someone who was, you know, talking with media all the time or making lots of comments. He's pretty straight up. Like, this is a lot more media I've ever done. I had to work on this a lot. So the fact that this was like kind of a new task for him, and I thought he had brought a lot of natural skill with it, with how kind of accountable and straightforward he was with everything, I thought that was really encouraging.
I think that's a really good analysis of a guy that, as you explained it, James, just diffused the media, you know, elephant in the room talk immediately by addressing it and moving on. No expression, no apologies, just saying, we're going to have to clean this up. Here's what we have to do. So from that perspective, I agree with you that I think he exuded some confidence about who he is, what he had, and what they had to do moving forward.
Yeah, confidence, I think, was the thing he projected. He was very secure. Like, I think fundamentally dealing with, you know, the way avoiding talking about like what's wrong with the team, I think reflects the security. Like, hey, I know that I'm the manager of this team. I know there are things wrong with it. But I don't think that means like if I admit that I'm incompetent, I'm going to be fired. I think he understands that he knows what he's doing. He deserves this job, and, you know, thus feels comfortable talking publicly about what still needs to be done. If Lenny Sosa like makes a bad base running decision, he doesn't try to convince us he's playing 4D chess. He says like, that was wrong. He should have done this. And then we move on. And I think that's a healthier environment.
Don't you like to be BS'd by a manager? What's wrong with you?
I mean, it was a thrill the first couple times it happened, but, you know, now I've been around the block before, and now I like it a little different.
Last few minutes with James Fegan from Sox Machine. And James, Miguel Vargas, one of the nice, I don't want to say surprises, I know they had expectations for him, but after his first year with the Sox, after they traded for him, was so bad. He really contributed on many levels last season. He got shuffled around in the infield as well. Is he the third baseman? Is he the guy that they put there and keep there? Or what do you think we see from Vargas in 26?
I think he's mixed between first and third right now with the way things are currently composed. And certainly I think the ideal gets and Venable roster has a lot of like platooning or matchups where it might be a little bit difficult for guys on the tier to say like, hey, he's our everyday third baseman. I think what Miguel has established with the year he had last year is like, this is the guy who can have a role on a competitive team. I think what they hope he can establish and what's still kind of the question for him is this guy who's someone who we build around? Is this is this someone we win with, or is this someone we win because of? And I think he's still kind of figuring out where he is in that tier. Do we see the guy we saw in May with, you know, as much power as he able to produce, you know, for longer stretches of the season? Do we see less of like kind of the difficult April he has? Does the mechanical change he make put that away for good? Or do we see a guy who kind of, you know, can carry you from some stretches and, you know, provide decent at bats throughout, but maybe is not the, you know, the huge impact offensive person, or, you know, someone who can play at third base, but not good at, quite good enough to play there on a super regular basis. I think he's kind of a middle ground. So as much as last season was a huge offseason for him, getting stronger and, you know, making his swing a lot more viable than it was when he first came over, I think carving himself out as a defined starter, as an everyday player, I think that's still the road ahead for him to find out this season.
James, thanks so much for the time today, this weekend, and look forward to seeing you next Sunday. It's coming along really fast in Orlando for the baseball winter meetings. Look forward to seeing you there. Thanks again, Mike, and I appreciate it.
I'll try to pull myself off the beaches of Lake Michigan to head out to Orlando.
Take care.
Bring your shovel. That's James Fegan from Sox Machine and Fangraphs talking White Sox with us here on Inside the Clubhouse on 670 The Score.
And we will be back talking with to you at 312-644-6767. Cubs talk at the top of the hour with Pat Hughes. But next, Mike, what happens to the Chicago Cubs' pursuit for a top-of-the-rotation pitcher? We look at that next.
Absolutely. I know a lot of fans wanted a guy who is now off the board. So we'll touch on that, and we'll talk starting pitching with the Cubs. And coming up after us, it's Ohio State versus Michigan in a top 25 rivalry matchup from Ann Arbor. Coverage begins at 10:30 with kickoff at 11 right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. Talking Cubs when we return on Inside the Clubhouse here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Greg Council's Cubs will take on Dylan Cease for San Diego.
Yeah, Dylan Cease finished fourth in the Cy Young voting last year. Not been quite that kind of year for him this year.
swings and misses here. Cease gets him again, making 1 for 22. Suzuki strikes out on a devilish slider, the second strikeout for Dylan Cease. Well, he strikes out swinging again, swords up for Cease. You get a 3-2 breaking ball. Another strikeout, that's 4 for Cease. Back to the heater, 100 from Dylan Cease for another punch out.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse.
And that's the guy a lot of Cubs fans wanted to see in the rotation in 2026. Alas, Bruce Levine, that is not to be.
$30 million a year for 7 years for Dylan Cease going to Toronto. A good deal for the 30-year-old and his agent Scott Boras, who normally with a top pitcher in the free agent market usually sits and waits until probably spring training or even into spring training to get the very most. In this marketplace, Espo, they were both very smart to take $30 million. Thank you very much. In November, yeah. Right.
Now, I can't imagine anyone seeing that offer for 7 years, 210 for a 30-year-old Dylan Cease. Although, you know, star player, good player, but...
I mean, put a circle, a red circle around star, okay? where would you put him in your levels of top 10 pitchers in baseball?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, he's an above average. He has had great seasons and great stretches. He has also struggled, and we saw that last year.
8-12, 4.58 ERA. Okay. That is, you know, again, 30 million times 7. Thank you very much. Now, Dylan Cease has something that people look for, and that is consistency of showing up. He shows up every day. He has not missed a start since 2018. So that in itself, he's in the top three in that category of making all of his starts during that time. So you're hopefully signing somebody that is going to show for you. He's going to post. Now, 200 strikeouts every year. Absolutely. Okay. He's in the top three there, right? The rest is all pretty questionable. Last year, Mike, he averaged 5.1 innings per start. Okay. That is not what you call ace stuff. Okay. Nope. And the record, the ERA, none of that says 30 million times seven. I'm sorry. And I happen to think Dylan Cease is a terrific young man. We had the pleasure of covering him here with the White Sox. I knew him very also when he was a Cub, a young player in the minor league system. As classy a guy and as good a teammate as you're going to get, at the end of the day, the production is not worth $210 million.
No, and as we look at the Cubs and as we look at what their plan is for the offseason, they signed Maton. Shota opted back in. He accepted that qualifying offer. So you have some certainty there, but you look at the free agents and you look at what they did last year. They got Colin Ray on a great deal. It turned out to be a great deal. They got Matthew Boyd on what is looking like a great deal. Do you think they do more deals in that vein, or do you see them making an offer for Valdez or Ranger Suarez or Michael King or any of those guys?
Well, I think they're kicking the tires in that. They have plenty of money to do this. When you say Cubs and plenty of money, you know, people start driving off the road even without snow on them, right?
That's right.
But with the idea that they'll probably have another $50, $60 million to spend payroll-wise right now.
Yep.
Probably 50. And with that in mind, you can go out and get a Valdez or a Ranger Suarez or a Michael King if you wish. But you can also have the inventory in your farm system to make trades. And what did they do for their big move last year? They made a trade to bring in, you know, what arguably the top outfielders in the game in bringing in Tucker. It cost them some inventory, but it also set them up for their first real playoff run since 2018. I don't count 2020.
Nor do I. A very fun playoff run, and we will continue this Cubs conversation on the other side with our friend and yours, the great Pat Hughes, will join us on Inside the Clubhouse when we return. Bruce Levine, Mike Esposito, in for David today. This is Inside the Clubhouse on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.